The Burt Show.
They had a great first date. She could not wait for the second date. She'd been waiting by the phone. Phone never rings. So she calls him live during the show. Find out why there's been no second date. We call it Second Date Update.
Okay, I went to the Velvet Room about 2 Saturdays ago with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were waiting online, I met this guy, and he was just so cool. He was there with his friends. And we just waited online and talked, and we got into the room and, you know, talked and talked for hours, for like 5 hours.
Wow. What's his name?
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just hit it off so well. And we wound up at the Waffle House for breakfast. and we talked for a couple more hours. So finally, it was getting close to like 6 in the morning. And he drove me back to my car. It was still parked in Midtown. And we spoke for another half an hour sitting in his car. And it was just, this guy was so great. I just really, really liked him. And we really connected.
So for like 5 or 6 hours, you have like a big time connection, great chemistry with this guy. Even after the Waffle House when you're starting to sober up.
Yeah. Still in the light. He still looked good.
Right. Yeah, if you can look good under Waffle House light, then yeah. You can look good under any light.
Right.
It's true. Anyway, I gave him my email address, my phone number. He has all my information. And I still haven't heard from him.
And he obviously gave you all of his information also, but you haven't called him.
No. He didn't give me any of his stuff. He said that he would email me or phone me and give me his information then.
So did you give Jeff just enough pieces to where we could get in touch with this guy?
Jeff said that he could find him.
Okay. So here you got 6 hours spending with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Velvet Room, Midtown, Waffle House, and you have no reason to believe that there's a good reason why he hasn't called you yet for a second date.
I can't imagine why.
How'd the date end? That's always a fun question because that kind of gives us an indication.
We kind of kissed, yeah.
How did it all end? Did he say, I'll call you?
He said, make sure you write down your email address and your phone number.
Okay, the guesses are starting to come in now. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
You think you know?
He ain't calling back. I think he got a wife or he got a girlfriend because obviously if he ain't giving her any of his information because he don't want her calling his house.
Any indication there during the date, Robin, that he might be married or have a serious girlfriend?
Not at all.
Not at all. Nothing. All right. You want to get him on our own?
Sure.
All right. You got him?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
Hi, Jerry. This is Bert and Lindsay, Melissa, and Jeff. We're calling from Q100, and we're on the radio right now.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We have Robin on the phone with us. Robin is the girl that you met over at the Velvet Room a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a sec.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
That's not good.
Still enough.
Hey.
What's good?
Are you alone? Can you talk?
Yeah.
Are you alone, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you speak up a little bit then, though? Because we're having a problem with the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll say hi to Robin.
Hey, Robin. What's going on?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That was a good time I had.
Yeah, me too. But I never heard from you.
Yeah. I was going to give you a call. I mean, I was just waiting, you know?
It's been a couple of weeks, and she was just kind of wondering.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I thought there was a 48-hour rule, not a however long 2 weeks is.
Yeah, well, and if you could just speak up a little bit more for us, Jerry.
Okay. Hey. I was just taking my time, you know. I was just waiting, making you want me more.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, what's the real reason?
Come on.
I'm telling you, no, it was great. I had a great time. Mm. You're a great girl. I was just...
You waited 2 weeks?
Well, you know, yeah, things get busy, you know, and, but you were great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jerry?
Yeah?
Are you dating anybody else?
No.
Are you sleeping with anyone else?
No.
Okay.
Here's what I'm wondering here, Jerry.
Yeah.
Is that if things went so great on the date, and you were just as excited to see Robin as Robin was to see you, why hold out 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, taking my time. But, you know, Robin, I'm going to call you later. I don't want to do this on the radio. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
You can't do that. Oh, wait, hello?
Hang up.
Jerry?
I don't believe this.
No. I think he's with somebody.
Hey, Aaron, you're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing? I told you it was another girl somewhere in his life, because there's no way a guy that got a good connection with a girl like that ain't going to give up his number or call her right back.
See, I don't think that it's even a question of he's got a girl somewhere in his life. I think he had a girl somewhere right next to him.
Yep,
right in the bed. That's why he started whispering.
Sure sounded like it, didn't it? Yeah, Robin, and this guy hasn't called you back in 2 weeks. Good morning, Q100.
Hi, I just had to say something to Robin.
Go ahead.
Totally get him out of your mind. Don't think about him again. Write him off. He so has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, now we have his phone number, so Robin, if you ever wanted to call, you know, middle of the night, just check. Yeah, we gotta help him out.
Get him off. I mean, don't even waste the time. He's so sneaky, so not worth it.
Hey, Robin.
Yes.
Let this guy go.
Okay. I have one question, though.
Yeah, sure.
What's up with his friends? Why were they so okay about him hanging out with me if he's got a girlfriend at home?
Wingman.
Because it's guys.
Yeah, they're guys.
Because they're men.
They're just being wingmen.
They
yeah.
never call out one of their buddies.
Hey, want to do something fun?
What?
Let's call him back.
Yeah, I mean,
Jeff's got some up his sleeve.
It'll only take a second.
Let's just do it.
Why are you smiling?
It'll only take a second. Can we call him?
Sure.
It gets so hard to meet people at bars, because when you do, it feels like they're looking for the hookup.
This is the same number you used before?
Uh-huh.
Don't call me again, bitch!
Whoa.
Oh, so I guess that answers that question.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Well, how did that happen? Like,
because I called back after we talked to him to see if he would go back on the air with us. And
right.
she answered. So I started talking to her. And she didn't want to talk.
So she was calling you a bitch?
I don't know.
I guess because she realized that he was talking to another woman on the air.
Oh, man.
So, Robin, I guess that answers the question.
Guess so.
I think Jerry's not a single man.
All right. I think you pretty much got your answer, right?
Let's just cut our losses here.
All right, Robin, you pretty much got your answer, right?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
The Burt Show.